What if one company's approach could completely transform how we think about business, media, and society? Google didn't just build a better search engine, it pioneered a radical new mindset that has rewritten the rules of success in the digital age. While traditional companies struggled with the internet's disruption, Google thrived by embracing principles that seemed counterintuitive, giving away products for free, prioritizing users over advertisers, and trusting the wisdom of crowds over expert opinions. The genius of Google wasn't just technological innovation, but a fundamentally different way of seeing the world, one where power shifts from institutions to individuals, where transparency trumps secrecy, and where the best way to succeed is often to relinquish control. The internet has shifted power from institutions to individuals, enabling people to speak globally without gatekeepers and challenge established systems. The Del Hell incident exemplifies this, when a single customer's viral blog post about poor service significantly damaged Dell's reputation through Google searches. Dell adapted by launching Direct to Dell and IdeaStorm, platforms for customer engagement and feedback. Michael Dell's acknowledgement that these conversations are going to occur whether you like it or not captured a crucial reality. Critics can become advocates if companies embrace feedback constructively. Today's successful companies actively monitor brand mentions, engage with dissatisfied customers, and welcome criticism that reveals process improvements. The cost of addressing issues is minimal compared to potential reputation damage. Resolved complaints often transform angry customers into loyal advocates who share positive turnaround stories. The internet's true power lies not in technology, but in enabling unprecedented human connection and collaboration. Companies that embrace this reality thrive. Those that resist it falter. The hyperlink has revolutionized information flow and value creation. Links organize information, build networks, and enable conversations across the internet. Every business now needs a permanent online presence for discovery and engagement. Do what you do best and link to the rest. Extends beyond media. Retailers should link to manufacturers' product information, manufacturers to customer discussions, authors to experts. While many industries resist this shift, clinging to traditional control of customers and distribution, the internet inherently favors collaboration over ownership. Google has become the primary gateway to information. Your web presence must prioritize answers over messages, as most visitors arrive through search queries rather than your homepage. About.com exemplifies this approach with search-optimized content, while even the New York Times adapts headlines and creates topic pages to build Google juice. Search authority earns through valuable, linked content. Avoiding Google visibility is now business suicide. Having a Google-friendly presence is as essential as a phone number or storefront sign. The shift to public-facing content creates vibrant communities and elevates quality information. The ultimate marketing strategy? Let customers become your advocates. When they recommend you to friends, traditional advertising becomes unnecessary. You can't build communities, Mark Zuckerberg told a publishing executive at Davos. Communities already exist. The question is how to help them do what they want to do better through elegant organization. Facebook exemplified this by organizing existing social networks, not creating them. Zuckerberg himself demonstrated this principle in college, creating a study page where classmates shared art knowledge, improving everyone's grades through collective wisdom. The most successful internet platforms follow this model. Google organizes information. eBay organizes markets. Amazon organizes consumer opinions. And Facebook organizes friendships. These platforms help us organize ourselves, enabling us to organize without organizations, as Clay Shirky notes. This transformation extends to politics. Obama's 2008 campaign effectively used social tools to organize rallies, fundraise, and build momentum. Rather than making us antisocial, technology has expanded our connections across geographic boundaries. The key business lesson? Focus on serving existing communities, not creating them. enable people to connect, share knowledge, and collaborate. But remember, they're not your communities to control. Google exemplifies how to thrive in a post-scarcity economy, where traditional economics of supply and demand are upended. Industries once built on scarcity, limited airline seats, exclusive printing presses, finite retail space, are facing disruption as digital abundance eliminates these constraints. The digital era enables global sales without physical limitations. Consumers access unlimited choices online, news spreads instantly, and advertising inventory has become virtually infinite. Physical products are increasingly burdensome, while value shifts to knowledge and service. Amazon illustrates this transformation. While selling physical goods, it's fundamentally a knowledge company that excels at understanding customer behavior. The internet eliminates inefficiency by directly connecting buyers and sellers. Middlemen must add genuine value to survive, and free becomes the most competitive price point. Traditional direct revenue models give way to advertising and freemium approaches. Success in the Google economy requires companies to redefine their core identity. Are you really a knowledge company, a data platform, a community? Traditional businesses must also evolve. Airlines could become relationship companies, cable providers could transform into digital creation platforms, and healthcare providers could shift focus from sickness to wellness. Trust must be given, not owned, by institutions. When leaders patronize their constituents, they lose trust. As David Weinberger observes, there is an inverse relationship between control and trust, contrary to traditional institutional thinking. Institutions must first trust the public to earn trust in return. Google exemplifies this through PageRank, which treats links as votes, recognizing trust as something shared between users. At Google, data serves as the ultimate proxy for users' will, with decisions driven by A/B testing rather than opinion. Corrections enhance rather than diminish credibility. Admitting errors builds trust and demonstrates commitment to improvement. Google's perpetual beta approach, releasing unfinished products for public testing, embraces iteration over perfection. In an era of instant fact-checking, institutions can't hide behind PR spin. Honesty prevails. Google isn't just changing business, it's changing us. For Generation Google, friendship evolves as digital footprints keep people perpetually connected. This lasting connectedness improves relationships by making actions more accountable. Our public digital presence means embarrassments live forever online, but mutually assured humiliation creates a protective shield of mutual forgiveness. As David Weinberger noted, an age of transparency must be an age of forgiveness. The internet empowers unprecedented collective organizing, enabling ad hoc collaboration with like-minded individuals globally. It reveals humanity's drive to create through millions of blogs, photos, and videos. People now collaborate on product design, and young entrepreneurs launch companies with ease. The internet doesn't enhance creativity, it amplifies visibility and reach. It connects creators with their audiences, democratizing creation beyond the traditional creative class. The Google age heralds a society built on connections, transparency, trust, and abundance. This new generation will transform institutional and social interactions, and we're only seeing the beginning.